This is Akashvani, the news read by Valsa Williams. Prime Minister Narendra Modi inaugurated the new terminal building of the Lokapriya Gopinath Bardoloi International Airport in Guwahati, Assam, this afternoon. He also unveiled an 80-foot statue of Assam's first Chief Minister Gopinath Bardoloi outside the new terminal of the airport named after him. Addressing a public gathering in Guwahati, he said, "Today is a day of celebration of development, and once again, a new chapter is being added to the development of Assam."
असम विकास का उत्सव मना रहा है. असम की धरती से मेरा लगाव, यहां के लोगों का प्यार और स्नेह, और खासकर असम और पूर्वोत्तर की मेरी माताओं बहनों का अपनापन, ये मुझे निरंतर प्रेरित करते हैं, पूर्वोत्तर के विकास के हमारे संकल्प को ताकत देते हैं. मैं देख रहा हूं आज एक बार फिर असम के विकास में नया अध्याय जुड़ रहा है.
Mr. Modi said Assam's first Chief Minister Gopinath Bardoloi was the state's pride and his statue will inspire current and future generations. He alleged that the development of Assam and the Northeast was never part of the Congress agenda. Speaking on the occasion, Assam Chief Minister Hemanta Biswa Sarma said the inauguration of the new terminal at Lokapriya Gopinath Bardoloi International Airport is a historic step in the direction of the state's development. Mr. Sarma said this airport will not only strengthen Assam, but will also give fresh momentum to connectivity, tourism and economic growth across the entire Northeast. Earlier, Prime Minister Modi laid the foundation stone and inaugurated two national highway projects worth around 3,200 crore rupees at Ranaghat in Nodia district of West Bengal. The Prime Minister inaugurated the 66.7 kilometre long four-laning of the Barajaj-Guli-Krishnanagar section of National Highway 34 in the Nodia district. He also laid the foundation stone for the four-laning of the 17.6 kilometre long Barasat-Barajaj-Guli section of National Highway 34 in North 24 Barganas district of the state.
हमारी सरकार का निरंतर प्रयास है कि पश्चिम बंगाल के उन हिस्सों को भी आधुनिक कनेक्टिविटी मिले जो लंबे समय तक वंचित रहे हैं. बराजगुली से कृष्णानगर तक फोर लेन बनने से नॉर्थ 24 परगना, नदिया, कृष्णानगर और अन्य क्षेत्रों के लोगों को बहुत लाभ होगा. इससे कोलकाता से सिलीगुड़ी की यात्रा का समय करीब दो घंटे तक कम हो गया है.
The projects will boost economic growth in the region and will provide impetus to the growth of tourism across the region. Addressing a Parivartan Sankalp Sabha at Tahirpur in Nodia district over the phone from Kolkata today, the Prime Minister alleged that corruption, nepotism and appeasement of the ruling dispensation have prevented development in the state. Vice President C.P. Radhakrishnan today said the apparel and textile industry have been vital pillars of the country's economic growth. The Vice President said this while addressing the Apparel Export Promotion Council Awards in New Delhi. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar has said a developed India's foreign policy must be ambitious with long-term horizon-expanding plans. He stressed the need to include as many friendly nations as possible to further strengthen India's global position. Addressing students at the 22nd convocation ceremony of Symbiosis International Deemed University in Pune, Dr. Jaishankar called upon the youth, especially students, to become the main drivers of the nation's progress. Electronics and Information Technology Minister Ashwini Vaishnav today asserted that India's electronics exports reached $31 billion in the first 8 months of this financial year. United Nations Secretary General Antonio Guterres has called on all stakeholders in Bangladesh to exercise restraint, reduce tensions and refrain from violence as the country moves towards parliamentary elections scheduled for February. And with that, we end this news bulletin.